It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here with Ron McClellan, from the Director of Online Hosting and Services with Highland Software. Highland provides enterprise content management solutions. So Ron, tell us about the new innovations you've been working on in the area of software plus services.
Well, in Highland Software, we really felt 5 years ago that it was important that we embrace this idea of hosting our application and presenting it via the web. So before the term SaaS or software plus services was really known, we saw that and decided to build our own cloud to present that information to our customers. Fast forward to today with nearly, over 200 customers now and about 16,000 unique logins per month, we really see the value proposition of presenting our enterprise content management software via the software plus services model and allowing our customers to leverage the web availability and the ubiquitous nature of the internet with the flexibility of rapid deployment and cost savings that customers see with S plus S.
Okay, so other organizations that might be looking at S plus S, software plus services, and maybe in your technical leadership type of role, what would you guide them? What advice would you give them as they embark on that path?
We were fortunate with Highland Software that our software had a web product. So we had a web client that we could deploy that was already built around Internet Explorer. So that really allowed us to quickly get up to speed. So if you're building a new product, obviously you want to make sure you're building it with the web technologies that are available today. We've also been able to keep our client and our web technology current by using WPF and some other new technologies that Microsoft is giving us. The other challenge, I think, that a lot of legacy software, perpetual license-based organizations, as they want to move into that, I think they're going to find that, well, how do I not take away from my legacy perpetual license business but also drive revenue in this new technology? And the way we did that was we really priced our product with that in mind. So there is a cost-benefit curve that the cost of software plus services or SaaS is really equal to a perpetual license, but it takes time to get there. And we, like a lot of other businesses, are seeing, you know, about 10% of our new customer acquisitions are embracing SaaS, but we're also seeing it grow faster than our perpetual license business.
Okay. In the perpetual license business, when you started making that transition over to services, how long did you go parallel? How long did you go parallel? Is it continued parallel? Well, how do you work the mix of going from one world to the other?
Well, one of the advantages of having both an on-prem solution and a software plus services solution is that you can go back and forth. And so when we present to a client the benefits of our product, we don't talk about how we're going to deploy it unless it's part of the solution. It's only after the fact that they've been convinced that our solution is what they need and we start talking about the deployment that the signals often indicate this should be hosted and presented via our cloud. So I don't have the IT infrastructure, I don't have the IT knowledge or the staff, I need ubiquitous availability of my data across the WAN, across the ocean. Those signals indicate to us, well, maybe we should be talking to you about our hosted version of our product. It's the same code, it's the same versioning, all we're doing is deciding whether it's an on-prem or hosted solution. So we've had customers start with an on-prem solution and move to our cloud. We've had customers start on our cloud and move to an on-premises solution because it's the same code base. So by going after that, we've actually really mirrored Microsoft's stated software plus services. It's not really one's better than the other. It depends on each customer's requirements, and those requirements can change over time. So by being nimble and offering both, you really have a chance of giving the customer the best of both worlds as they need it, when they need it.
Fantastic. So technically, what's the next wave of innovation that you're looking at as Highland progresses?
Well, when we started, Azure was just an unused trademark in Microsoft's bag. So we really are anxious to take advantage of the new Azure technology and the topology that Microsoft gives us. And we're not going to stop building our own cloud, but we're going to leverage both our cloud and Microsoft's Azure technology to seamlessly migrate our application and bits of our application across the web as best serving the customer. So if I need to store data in country, maybe in the EU, for example, I'll actually give me a chance to do that using the Azure cloud as opposed to maybe building a storage array in Germany, for example. So I'm going to expand my cloud and then leverage your cloud as we continue to expand our presence in the market.
So, Ron, thank you very much for joining us today and sharing with us your thoughts.
Well, Larry, thank you.